Now, another need in the community is the issue of hunger that is becoming worse and worse on a day-to-day basis, especially on the Cape Flats. And Sumaya's Soup Kitchen, that's based in the Bonteville area, is calling on the community for help. Now, the founder, Sumaya David, says that donations have dried up and way too often she has to turn hungry people away. So this morning we find out how the community and how we can support her mission to feed those who need it the most. Now joining us online is Sumaya David Zasal, the founder of Sumaya's Soup Kitchen. Sumaya, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukran for having me.
Afwan, shukran so much for joining us this morning. Now, Sumaya, what inspired you, firstly, to start Sumaya's Soup Kitchen, especially in the Bonteville area? And how long have you been doing this already?
Okay, it started in COVID. I actually got a call from a very good friend of mine, Kim Kluter. I'm actually friends with her mom. So mom recommended me to her. So Kim phoned me and she said she wanted to give something back in the community. And if I'm prepared to start a soup kitchen. And I said to her, but I don't have a stove, I don't have a pot, I don't have nothing to feed the community to make food. And she said, no, Auntie Sumaya, man, you can... we're going to start with dry food, and she put the money into my account. And then she, and we took it from there. I borrowed my neighbor's pots in the road. I borrowed the stove, and we started making soup. And it was total lockdown, total lockdown. And our neighbors came together. It was about five or six of us. And... we started cooking, and then Kim was actually the main sponsor. Mm. So, yeah, it started there, but it was always my passion to make food for the community, to help my community. Mm. And lockdown was the perfect time to do that. Mm.
Now, as you mentioned, lockdown was that period where a lot of people faced a bit of uncertainty, some people losing their jobs or being placed on hold, and not having the necessary money that they need to actually put food on the table. We know that hunger is a big problem, not just in Cape Town, but across South Africa, but especially in Cape Town and the Cape Flats. There's a lot of people. I mean, if you can drive in almost any road around the city and you will see homeless people, you will see people that need food. But also sometimes we forget that these people in their homes who also need food that you perhaps don't see on a day-to-day basis. So can you take us through what the scale of the need actually is, especially in the Bonteville community that you are experiencing?
I would say, hunger itself, it's so iconic. Describe it to you that the need in the community, man, the people's faces, when you can see when that person comes to you and that person is hungry, and you know what, if I don't have to give to the give to the community and I get a knock on the door, then I always tell my children, don't let the people don't turn them away. Even if you make them four slices of jam bread, just give it to them, because the need in the community, I'm telling you. And if I walk down the road, Auntie Sumaya, are you going to make food today? The little ones, man, it breaks your heart to say, I'm not cooking food today because I don't have to cook,
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Now, a lot of the times when it comes to soup kitchens, the soup kitchens run off of donations, whether it be monetary donations, whether it be items of food that can be used in making food itself. But in general, feeding schemes and soup kitchens will run off of donations. So what are some of the items of support, or what are the just general support that you have received from, whether it be people in the community, whether it be from other organizations, to help you sustain the soup kitchen?
Alhamdulillah, Not too long ago, I got from an organization called Mustadafin. If Mustadafin has, then they will let me know to come and collect. And then I have a very good friend of mine, Suleiman Sali. He also phoned to say, Auntie Sumaya, I have something for you. But you know, the greatest part of everything, I have a very good friend of mine. She cooks in Kalksteenfontein. So it's like, ons ruil uit, man. Ons ruil kos uit. Auntie Audrey will phone me to say, listen here, Sumaya, I've got rice here for you. And I would say, I've got some dal, or I got some soup mix, or whatever. But alhamdulillah, you know, we can just pray and make dua to ask Allah for more good Samaritans to come on board, so that we can feed every second day. You know, in lockdown, we used to serve thrice a week. But, you know, as time goes by, we can hardly cook. We can only cook once a week, only if we have to cook.
And that obviously means that you then need to turn away a lot of people who are actually hungry in the community.
Exactly. So what I do is, even when it's the school holidays start, then I go knock on school's doors, on their kitchen, Peninsula Feeding Scheme. They, friends of mine, I would ask the principal if there isn't a bag of porridge, or, you know, or a bag of noodles, just to make packets so that I can have during the holidays if the children come and knock on the door to ask if there isn't something to eat, you know.
Now, Sumaya, if there are any listeners listening at the moment who would like to get involved, would like to make some donations, whether it be through items, whether it be through monetary donations towards your soup kitchen, how can they do that? Is there bank details? Is there contact details that they can use to get in contact with you so that they can make these donations?
Okay, I would give my telephone number so that they can directly phone me, and then I can give my banking details to them. You know, the need is not just food. The need is for gas. You have food, you can have food, but if you don't have gas to cook, you know, so that is also a need that I'm struggling with. With cash money and new buckets for the soup kitchen, because remember, this is going to be my 6th year, actually 5.5 years that I'm running the soup kitchen, and I have a very good volunteer that is always there to assist. I make the food, she's my opposite neighbor, Joanne, always there to lend a hand. And my family, I must thank my family also for jumping in. If I can phone them to say, listen, I need this and that. But, you know, it's just for a day, I would say. I don't want to sound ungrateful. But alhamdulillah, yeah, I'm glad for my family also that can jump in.
We have a message.
I can leave my telephone number, yeah.
Yes, can you give us the telephone number, Canelo?
It's 083-247-8940.
Okay. Shukran so much. We got a message from 5581 saying, Mashallah, Sumaya, all my favorite Bontville girls on the radio this morning. Sumaya, don't forget to tell them you make the best gebakte brood.
Yeah, I must have a gebakte brood in order to donate to the kitchen.
Another message also coming in from 9603 saying, Mashallah, Sumaya doing such good work in the Bontville community. May Allah grant that she gets more support for the sake of feeding the community, inshallah.
Inshallah.
I mean, we definitely hope that you do get the necessary assistance that you need to continue the amazing work that you are doing in the Bontyville community, whether it be through those items that you mentioned, like the gas and the buckets, but also the food items. But also for those who do want to make monetary contributions, and we will be giving out your contact details to anyone who would like to donate towards your soup kitchen, inshallah. But shukran so much for joining us on air. And inshallah, we hope and make dua to go from strength to strength and continue the amazing work that you are doing in the Bontyville community. Shukran so much, Sumaya.
Shukran for Allah. Alhamdulillah. Shukran for having me. And may the radio station go from strength to strength.
Amen.
Enjoy your Sunday.
Shukran. You too. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.